Why do they need it turned?
Keeps it from ruining. Corn will heat. You can't book shell corn.
Oh, and then it has a fire?
No, it's got a moisture.
I mean, then what?
If you put it in too close, I mean, you put your corn in there.
Yeah.
You put your gather corn too early, the air corn, it'll ruin if you put it in too early. Unless you've got vents up through it. And if it's shell corn, you can't book it at all, it'll ruin. It'll mold.
Okay, and the upper part of the barn?
Loft.
Okay. And if you have too much hay gathered to put in the barn, you might leave it outside.
In the field, stack it in the field.
Okay, so you call that a haystack?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever heard of having hay kept in something out in the field that's got four poles and a sliding roof?
Four poles and a sliding roof. Well, these, the way this is, in the, a lot of times in the field, they got a forked post here, and a forked one over here, and a post run down through it, and they'll stack it on each side.
Yeah.
And that's called a rick. They rick it. In this country, I don't know what they call it. They got different names for it in other countries, I'm sure.
Yeah. You seen that done around here, though?
Yeah, they shock it. Shock it or rick it. I've ricked sugar cane, molasses. Feed cane for mules. We had 8 or 10 mules all the time. Used to didn't have any tractors, and that's where we fed our mules in the winter. Corn and molasses, cane molasses.
Okay, and the names for the small piles of hay raked up in the field?
Chop.
Okay. And are there any special places for keeping cows?
Yes, in the barn, in the sheds.
Okay.
Of course, a lot of them in this country got, it depends on whether they are dairy cows or whether they are beef cattle. Some of them, beef cattle usually stays in the barn, and the dairy herd usually stays in the, they call it a milking corral shed.
Okay, and a place where you keep horses?
But that'd be a horse stable.
Okay, and besides the barn, do you ever have any special place where you milk cows outside?
Well, most of the people in this country milking cows, they have a special place. They call it a loafing barn.
Loafing?
Loafing barn. The cows loaf here and they put them in here and milk them. So you turn them right back out in the loafing barn.
Okay, and a place where you keep hogs and pigs?
Well, most people here, we do. We feed ours on the concrete floor. We got a hog house. It'll hold about, let's see, there's 8 sections. It'll hold around 700, I guess. And we feed on the inside.
What about a smaller place for keeping
hogs? Well, just a lot of people feed them out around in the small lots.
Yeah. You call that a hog lot? Or?
Yes, it'd be called a hog lot.
Okay. Where people used to keep milk and butter before they had a refrigerator?
In the springs or cellars.
Okay. And a place now, a type of farm that would have cattle for milking.
A type of farm?
Yeah.
Well, it could be, you mean what it's called?
Yeah, what would you call it?
Dairy farm.
Okay. And what do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and so forth walk around? The fenced in area.
Call it a corral.
Okay. What about a place where you let them go out to graze?
What's in the pasture?
Huh?
In the pasture.
Okay. And if you're raising cotton, you know, you go out and you've got to go out with the hoe. What do you call that?
Well, hoeing cotton.
Okay. And what do you call that grass that grows up in a cotton field that you don't want?
Well, that's called weeds or, here we call it fescue grass.
Okay. And